This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Today, I have a very special guest in the hot seat, Gregory Webb, the CEO of Bromium. Gregory, welcome aboard.
Nice to be here. Thank you, Gary.
Gregory, tell us, what is Bromium doing to secure endpoints in such a unique and innovative way?
Thank you for asking. It's a great question. Ultimately, what we do is, I think, transformative from an endpoint security, even an enterprise security point of view. Instead of simply trying to detect where bad guys are going to go next and use legacy, maybe even incumbent solutions around trying to get a patient zero and understanding the signature, et cetera, we do something different where we simply let the malware run in its entirety.
You're letting the malware run on my computer in its entirety?
That's right.
How could you do this without causing data loss or an infection?
Well, that's the power of virtualization, frankly. When you leverage isolation that's hardware enforced, where Bromium, with its patented capabilities, frankly, with its own hypervisor, sit below the operating system right on the bare metal, you think about what happens if a bad guy is able to escape one of our, you know, basically self-remediating disposable computing environments. Every time an end user opens a tab in a browser or opens a document, that runs in its own isolated environment. Frankly, we isolate the entire operating system, but the end user only sees that application itself, such that when malware runs, we get to watch everything it does. We've actually got honeypots built in so we can let the malware sit and persist longer and then provide the real full kill chain analysis of everything that malware tried to do.
It sounds amazing. So you're telling me that you're going to let my PC boot into Bromium, and Bromium's going to let my OS boot in kind of a virtualized container that you manage and control?
That's right.
And do I, the end user, have to make a lot of changes? How does this get deployed on my computer?
If we do what we're intended to do, you have no idea we're there. Frankly, we run completely invisible. Ultimately, I think one of our taglines is an important one, which says we allow users to get more stuff done, to click with confidence. Now what happens is when someone is, these are HR people, by the way, when an HR employee opens a piece of a Word document that's embedded with a piece of ransomware, and it takes over the machine, and CryptoLocker turns on, and you've got that threatening red machine or the red image saying,
"Give me your bitcoins,
give me your bitcoins."
Yeah.
These people will now calmly call the help desk and say, "My machine's just been compromised by a piece of ransomware. Please tell me when I can close the document after you've gathered all the threat intelligence."
That's incredible.
Can you imagine the power of that changing user behavior?
Is there anything you want to tell our users and our viewers that that we haven't talked about?
Oh, there's so many good things to talk about. I think maybe just one other anecdote I should share related to two different things. One is that we actually have a team of technical account managers or SEs who regularly, we actually have an internal distribution list so that anytime someone gets a new piece of red meat, a new malware, they send it around and take it in their demos. And literally, when the team will go in to do a demo with a customer, they will say to the customer, "Hey, bring in any piece of malware you have. Let us see the latest samples. Plug it right into the machine or send it via email." And people say, "Are you going to run that on your native machine, the machine you work with every day?" Absolutely.
That's
the kind of confidence you've got.
What a demo.
Great demo.
So you can bring in a laptop running Bromium, grab a USB stick, and try to infect it with anything.
Yep.
And if it's connected to a network properly, it's going to get updated. When they're on the road, not, right? But if it's connected to the internet, you're going to get an update.
Don't even have to be connected to the internet. That's the best part. We've got large federal government defense customers in lots of countries who have ships that go underground. Submarines, for instance, go offline for months at a time. Stuff self-contains while it's there. The only time it needs to reconnect with the controller is when it comes back online to share that threat intelligence.
So really the blocking, the quarantining, the isolation is automatically part of the system, and the knowledge share of the threat intel can happen when you're connected.
You got it. Locally run.
This is one of the most amazing companies I've heard about in cybersecurity, because what Gregory told us today is that he's starting at the bare metal, at the hardware. Look at any endpoint security vendor today. None of them can make that claim except Bromium. So I'm thrilled, and I want to get Bromium on my system as soon as I can. Check them out at bromium.com.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.